broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendrick.
ABC News has learned that U.S. intelligence agencies became aware months ago.
Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of
your... We do not know if his whole body is light or not. I think that's...
How do you... Look, granted, popular president got 95% of the black vote. You got any
this
shot...
This makes me a slut.
Oh, my Lord.
World famous Phil Hendry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. The Alice in Wonderland, the Through the Looking Glass experience of talk radio. Now, coming up, we've got, who's the guy?
We got Robert Greene.
Oh, Bob Greene will be with us next hour. This hour, though, we're very happy to bring on Guy Barton and Kurt Queedy from the West Virginia State Legislature on abortion roiling Senate health care debate. Now, these two chaps are obviously state legislators, but they are very much involved in Democratic politics, both statewide as well as nationally. And this seems to be one among many things that's hanging up the health care bill, if you want to look at it that way, or one of the many things that is, you know, keeping a bad thing from happening, the health care bill. And that is this question as to the issue of abortion, the medical procedure, if you will, of abortion. Is it going to be covered by the public plan? Will it be available through the public health exchange? Meaning, two areas of the three tracks of public of the health care reform, which is, number one, private insurance, which you and I have, and if they give you abortions or they let you have an abortion, God bless you. And then there's the public health exchange, where you go, like a brokerage house, and find affordable insurance. Will those insurance plans offered through that public health exchange, will they offer that procedure? Should they offer that procedure? And then, of course, the public plan itself, which really, when you get down to it, is not going to cover all that many people. Will that make available to women the procedure we all know and love as abortion? Now, we do have some, comment on this, and then we'll get Guy Barton and Kurt Queedy on the line with us to talk a little bit more. From today's news, a few people weighing in here. Laura Flanders of Grit Television. And Ms. Flanders here slams the Stupak Amendment, which would keep out of the public plan and out of the public exchange plan the abortion option.
Abortion ban for everyone but the very rich. Presented by Democrat Bart Stupak of Michigan with the strong backing of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, the amendment would prohibit abortion coverage in the government-run plan and any private plan on the new marketplace that accepts people who are using government subsidies to buy coverage. It is sexist. It is classist. It goes well beyond the heinous Hyde Amendment ban on public funding for abortions. And it passed with support of 64 Democrats, roughly a quarter of the caucus. House liberals say they voted for it simply to keep the process of reform moving forward towards a majority. But women, we are the majority of Americans, of voters, of Democrats, and pro-choice women outnumber the other sort. The House move had less to do with majority, it seems to me, than it had to do with theocracy.
Now, here is Representative Anthony Weiner speaking out against the Stupak Amendment while on MSNBC's Morning Joe.
But this is a dramatic expansion. This isn't just saying that no federal funds would go for abortion. This says that no plan that's sold in the exchange is going to be able to even offer those services. So it's going to be a strange dynamic. If you're an individual citizen, you're going to have to go out and buy a reproductive freedom, a rider for an insurance policy, and no one ever does that. No one expects to have
So let's strip this down, though. We've been trying to do it for a couple of hours. Help us out here. So if I'm a woman and I want to go into this public plan, I know that if I go into that plan, I will not get an abortion paid for, that I will have to do that on my own on the side, right? Mm-hmm.
Right. Let's get Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton with us. Kurt, how are you doing?
Very good, Phil. Thank you.
And Guy?
Yes, Phil.
Now, you guys are listening to this. I want to play a few more clips.
All right.
And then I want to get your opinion on this. Well, obviously, we're hearing from opponents of this Stupak Amendment, which would prohibit women from accessing an abortion procedure by way of the public health exchange or the public plan. Now, here we have Debbie Wasserman Schultz from Florida. She says the Stupak Amendment is not going to be in the final health care bill anyway.
Right to make her own reproductive choices. I am confident that when it comes back from the conference committee, that language won't be there. And I think we're going to all be working very hard, particularly the pro-choice members, to make sure that that's the case.
What's that?
I'm sorry, Phil. I was listening to the lady just prior to this young lady, Ms. Wasserman, who I know very well. I was listening to the woman from Brit TV, Flanders.
Yeah.
Well, she, I tell you, she puts it out there. She's a woman that...
I was going to say, she's the lady that is not afraid to ruffle some feathers, get a man's face.
And do you know if she's American or is she from another country?
I don't know anything about her. She sounds British, though.
Yeah, she does. She sounds British. I think that's probably going to rub some people the wrong way. If you get a liberal spokesperson like that out front who is from another country. But, Joe, here's where I stand, and I know the guy agrees with
me. I got one more piece of sound here. I got Joe Lieberman, okay?
All right.
Joe Lieberman here talking about the filibuster. He says he's going to filibuster. The health care reform, if it includes the public option.
The House bill is dead on arrival in the Senate. Just look at how it passed. It passed 220 to 250.
Our colleagues in the House added a lot onto that subtract from the genuine purposes of health care reform. And one was to create a public option plan. The public option plan is unnecessary. It has been put forward, I'm convinced, by people who really want the government to take over all of health insurance. They got a right to do that. I think that would be wrong. If the public option plan is in there, as a matter of conscience, I will not allow this bill to come to a final vote because I believe the debt can break America and send us into a recession that's worse than the one we're fighting our way out of today. I don't want to do that to our children and grandchildren.
Senator Lieberman, thank you.
All right, Kurt, tell me what your idea is for breaking this impasse.
Well, I think there's no doubt, Phil, the reason why we have an impasse on health care when it comes to abortion. I know there are a much bigger problem than just the abortion question.
But a lot of bigger, the public option, too, as well.
Right, and
well, let me just ask Kurt, Guy, what do you think is the solution to this abortion thing?
Well, I think it's very obvious. The solution is that you make abortion through the health care exchange, through the public exchange, through the public option. You make abortion available to all women. It doesn't matter what their income. It doesn't matter whether they're rich or poor. Because what you're saying essentially then to Republicans and to conservatives is that there will be no prohibition against wealthy women obtaining abortions any more than there would be a prohibition against poor women or middle-class women. Because you understand that most conservative women, Republican women, high-income women, are opposed to the idea of the government funding abortion because they have traditionally been vocally opposed to abortion in the first place. And because, Phil, those women have to pay out of pocket for abortion anyway. But if you have them included in the public plan, then they're all in.
Yeah, they'd be all in. They'd agree to that, Phil, because then that means everybody's covered.
You're saying the Republicans would go along with abortion being provided in the public plan as well as through the public exchange?
Absolutely, because now more Republican women are going to be covered because a lot of them are very high-income women, and it won't be out of pocket. Because up until now...
Why would a Republican woman go for abortion in the public plan or in the public health exchange because she's covered?
Well, up to now, they've been vocally opposed on philosophical grounds, but you see, I think it's clear to anybody that Republican women, conservative women, they've all had abortion. I don't think there's any woman in America that hasn't had a need for abortion, no matter what her political stripe. The Republicans are going to come out against it, but they're going to come out in favor of it if it covers all women, no matter what your income, you see.
All right, if the public plan is only meant for people of certain income.
That's exactly right. But if the public plan, even if you're wealthy, the public plan says you go on ahead and have an abortion here on the public plan, now the public is going to be in favor of that.
Yeah, that's the only thing that the Republicans have been against. You talk about low-income women accessing abortion on a public plan, a Republican is going to come out against that. But if you tell the Republican that wealthy women, high-income women, are able to get abortion, then they're all in. See,
why would they come out and say that they're in favor of abortion if it includes wealthy women?
Because that's the thing that has held them back, I think, more than anything else, the fact that none of these public plans, none of this federal spending has ever covered wealthy women. It's always covered women who have been of low means, indigent means, or poor women. And Republican women are going to say, well, I'm opposed to that, I'm opposed to that. I got to pay out of pocket anyway, you know. But if now they know the government will pay for their abortion as well.
Well, then they come out as hypocrites, don't they?
Well, I don't think they come on as hypocrites. I think what you do is weigh one against the other. You say, well, I know I've said I'm against abortion, but if I know I'm going to be covered under the federal plan, well, and I think we can, you know, weigh a doubt against a certainty and say, I'm in favor of that. That sounds good to me. I won't get one myself because no one ever going to know whether I'm going to have one or not, and I'm in favor of it.
Now, that's the one way, Phil, and I think a lot of people have not been clear on this. The only way conservatives would ever support abortion would be if wealthy women, conservative women, was covered federally as well.
But but understand something, okay? Then they say publicly, for maybe the first time in their lives, I believe in abortion.
Well, I don't think they're saying that. I think they're simply saying, well, now, wealthy women are covered too, that's good. And that's an economic statement. That got nothing to do with whether or not they believe in abortion as a moral thing. They're just saying, well, now, if there were a wealthy woman out there that want to get abortion too. You see what I mean? So it's economic.
Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with morality. It's economic.
Well, this is pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's what I mean. See, people have never looked at that. And they're always looking at the tree. They're never looking at the forest, always looking at the tree.
You understand, Phil?
So you're saying that the opposition to abortion has always been economic. That is, if you're going to have a federal plan that pays for abortions, it should cover all women, not just poor women.
And that way the Republicans are in favor of that one.
But Republicans and conservatives have traditionally been against government spending, unnecessary government spending. Why would they be in favor of this?
Well, because abortion, when it comes to women, whether they're Republican or conservative or liberal or Democrat, abortion is not always unnecessary.
Yeah, that's very unfortunate.
I don't want to talk out of school, but I don't think anybody out there going to disagree with me when I say that a woman going to find herself in a very serious situation, and she may wake up one morning and say, "I need myself an abortion," and not only that, I'm a Republican and I'm a conservative, I still need an abortion.
Yeah. And so what's she going to do, go out of pocket? She can't go out of pocket.
Well, Republican women can access abortions if this plan passed if they were poor, right?
Yeah, but wealthy Republican women ain't never going to have that thing. Now the wealthy women get to have it. And that way make everybody is treated equal.
877-876-PHIL. Guy Barton and Kurt Quidi on the line with me from the West Virginia State Legislature. On how abortion will make it into the healthcare reform bill, and that is if you guarantee that even wealthy women are covered under a public plan. So if the wealthy, as well as the middle class, as well as the low-income women are covered, then the Republicans and the anti-abortion people will go along with it. 877-876-PHIL. I don't get it.
Well, I'm not sure about it either, but I'm not a Republican.
I don't think you got to be a publican. I don't understand why the Republicans would say, okay, yeah, we're in favor as long as you're covering rich people, too. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, with Kurt Quidi and Guy Barton from the West Virginia State Legislature and your phone calls here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
On the line with me is Kurt Quidi and Guy Barton from Charleston, West Virginia. We're talking here about the health care bill and the fact that the idea, abortion, the abortion procedure would be paid for in the public plan as well as in the public exchange. That is, the public exchange offering different insurance plans that would allow women to access abortion. This is a major stumbling block among many in the United States Senate. Now, what I'm having a hard time with here, guys, you got to help me out with this, Kurt. If you tell me that if the public plan and the public health exchange will provide abortions to wealthy women, then the Republicans will be in favor of it. Why?
Well, I know that Guy can speak a little bit more clearly to this, Phil, but number one opposition, I think, that Republicans and conservatives had to abortion in the first place when it came to public money was that it was always for poor women, you know. And the only people that could access federal money when it came to abortion was poor women. I think they felt that that was an easy one to oppose. These are poor people getting something for free. It did not help the rich. It did not help the middle class. It didn't help the upper middle class. And it was easy for them to say, well, you know, you have a kid, you're stuck with a kid. Now, you know what I know, and I know the guy knows this, that Republican women, upper middle class women, get abortion all the time. But it's out of pocket. And nobody has ever proposed that the government cover their abortion. And so,
yeah, but, you know, what you're basically saying is that while these people have been opposed to abortions for poor women, they've not been opposed to abortion.
Oh, no, I don't think anybody believes Republicans are opposed to abortion.
No, nobody believes a conservative is opposed to abortion. What a conservative is opposed to is only poor people get to have it. But if you can guarantee that a middle class or wealthy person is going to get abortion, I think the government is going to be in favor of that. Conservative is going to be in favor of the conservative I talk to anyway.
But conservatives, I go back to my original point, conservatives are against unnecessary government spending.
Well, this ain't unnecessary, though. This is money that's going to be spent not just for poor women, but for middle class, as well as upper middle class and upper class women.
And those women might be conservative, might be Republican, might be Democrat, for all we know.
But the Republicans are going to be more in favor of that because they know more their women are going to be able to access it and be able to pay for it by way of public plan. That's all I'm saying.
And that would have been if what you guys are saying is true, that would have been a solution to the problem a long, long time ago. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call. This is Tom. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, Tom, with Guy Barton and Kurt Queedy. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Phil. How you doing? Just want to let you know
Thank you.
I think these guys are wrong. I mean, as far as it doesn't matter if they're rich or Republicans or Democrats. My understanding on the public auction is going to cover everybody. And as far as him saying, these guys saying it's
No, you're wrong. The public auction don't cover everybody. It covers only people that show a need, a financial need, for the money. But on the abortion, what we're trying to say is that the Republicans would be in favor of abortion if you didn't show a financial need, you just want to have one.
Yeah, it would have nothing to do with the money.
So, and that only that procedure would be offered regardless of how much money you had.
Exactly. Then the Republicans be all in favor of that. See? Because that means their women get them, too.
That means their women could get them, too.
That's exactly right.
I don't think it matters whether they're Republican or Democrat. It's, I just don't see it passing because of they're Republican, and they think that they can get it because they're, wealthy Republicans. I think it's just a...
Well, I mean, you understand, that means them wealthy women going to get to have abortion, and they don't have to show financial need. Well, hell, they're going down to get abortion just like a poor lady, and they don't have to worry about money.
Right. With their wealthy Republicans, and they want to go get an abortion, they go pay for it themselves. They ain't going to worry about no public option.
That's exactly, but they don't want to have to pay for themselves. If they get the government pay for it.
Yeah, it's just a matter of dollars and cents.
Yeah,
so the Republicans have been opposed to abortion all this time? Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think the Republicans are going to support a public option just because of they don't want to have to pay for an abortion if the government's going to pay for it. I still believe, like you say, the Republicans are against useless government spending.
I agree with you on that. I think that's what they believe, but this is not useless government spending. if you say to a Republican woman, you know, I'll pay for your abortion too, even though you're rich, you say, well, that ain't useless. My woman needed an abortion just like anybody else. How come I got to go out of pocket on that one just because I'm rich?
Yeah, the government paid for it for a rich lady.
So, in other words, the Republican Party is in favor of abortion on demand, government paid for, so long as they get covered, too. Thanks very much for your call, Tom. So long as they get covered, too.
No, and so long as wealthy women get covered, too. Because the Republicans, as you know, have always been more on the side of the people who are, I guess you'd say, more capitalist.
Yeah, the people are own the means.
Right. So the Republicans saying, well, we in favor of abortion if you're going to cut us in.
I get an abortion for my woman.
All right, we'll be back with Guy Barton, Kurt Queedy on the abortion debate and the health care plan, 877-877. On some issues, I call myself a liberal. We're back on a world-famous Phil Hendry show at 877-876. Phil, we'll get to a phone call. I call myself a liberal because I am pro-choice.
But you're not in favor of public funding for abortion.
No, I'm not. No, I would have to agree with Mr. Stupak there. No, I'm not.
Well, you know, Phil, it's a very important issue. A lot of women want to be able to access legal and safe abortion. Now, if it gets the Republicans on the side of abortion, and that would be public funding for abortion in the public plan or with a public health exchange, if it gets the Republicans up off the duff, you know, into the football game, by saying, all right, we're going to cover all income level, which means a lot of Republican women are going to get covered.
What makes you think there's all kinds of high-income women that want abortions?
Oh, come on, Phil.
Let me answer that. Phil, I can't believe you're that naive.
So there are a lot of high-income women. What makes you think all these high-income women want to have a public option?
Because that's the one thing that keeping these Republicans and conservatives. I know Rhonda Mitchell. I've been to a lot of parties of hers. She's a very heavy hitter, very, very big name in Republican and conservative circle in New York City. I've been to a lot of parties at her house. And I brought this up. And she said, joking one night, I said, well, you know, if they made abortion something that was paid for by the government, even for a high-income woman, would you be in favor of that? She'd go, hell, I'd get 2-1, you know, because she's joking with me. But the fact is, these women are opposed to abortion, public money for abortion, because it's just more tax money for a whole bunch of poor women they don't know and they don't want to know. But is that money going to go to them, too? See?
So it's economic.
Oh, it's always been economic. They're just, the one thing about Republican you got to understand is, it's my opinion, they're not that they're moral, they're just cheap. You know,
right there. What he said there, they're not that they're moral, they're cheap.
Oh, well, okay. I mean, I'm sure you'd get an argument on that one.
I know I get an argument on that one. What would you rather be known as, a man that's moral or a man that's cheap? Or would you rather be known as a man that has high standards or a guy who's got deep pockets and short arms, you know?
Yeah. Go out back and dig up another can of nickels, you know?
All right, 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. We'll go to a phone call here and get some comment. Jessica in Los Angeles, you're on with Guy Barton and Kurt Queedy. Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, yeah, I just wanted to call
yes.
in about the whole Republican women would back up the whole abortion deal if it covered them. And actually, it's just a fundamental difference here is that Republican women tend to think that that's a responsibility you have to follow through with. It's not. This is not a financial deal to them at all. See, abortion is used as a birth control method where, you know, you're not living up to the responsibility of your act. So if you acted irresponsibly and you ended up pregnant, the responsible thing to do is to raise the child and live a better life and learn from what happened rather than to just erase it and, you know, use it as an excuse to not to be irresponsible and to continue to live an irresponsible life.
Well, I know that that's what they say. But, you know, as the man said, you know, there's the way it is, the way it ought to be, and there's my way, you know, the way it is. There are a great many women, upper-income women, that have abortion. I'm sure you know that. And a lot of them are Republicans. If you said and acknowledged to the American people, look, every woman have abortion. They all need abortion if they think they do. And some of them are Republican. Why don't we just pay for all of it? You're going to get Republican on board on that one. There's no question about that.
All right. So what you're saying is this. Republican women are afraid to acknowledge that they get abortions?
I think so on some level. I think there's a, PDQ. You know, everybody, a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I think if you just acknowledge, look, I know you get an abortion. Everybody know. Everybody get abortion.
Okay.
Now, let's just pay for the American women to get abortion, and let's stop all this nonsense about, morality and all this nonsense. We pay for everybody.
Excuse me.
I apologize. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If it's true, as
that would be my idea. That's all I'm trying to say.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, if it's true that all these women are having these abortions, that's just that's going to show you that all the sex education in schools is not doing what it's supposed to do. We have condoms. We have birth control. There are so many things that people could be doing that they're not to prevent the pregnancy from the first place. That's the problem here, is that they're not being responsible in their actions. Don't get pregnant. Use a contraceptive.
That's a good point. Yeah.
You don't need to do the abortion, period.
And what about that guy, the sex education?
Well, you know the old saying, I don't have to be there. I'm not the first one to say it, but if a frog had wings, wouldn't bump his rear end so much, you know. And what I'm saying, don't you, ma'am? Yes, ma'am?
Well, I understand what you're saying, but the fact that we want to have abortions available for everybody is a reason for them to use that. If you don't have it available for them, they realize that their consequence is something they have to live by. So if you get rid of the abortion, people will know it's not an easy escape. We have to
I'd like to say something, Phil, if I could.
Go ahead, Guy.
To the young lady, if you knew that an abortion was available to you through public funding, wouldn't that relax you a little bit more? And you'd know, well, I can relax.
That's the problem.
I can relax. I can go ahead and do what I need to do because I know the government's going to pay on it.
What I need to do is if I'm going to go out and live a very lifestyle, I would have a condom available or be on birth control. That's the responsible thing to do. That should be the thing that causes you to calm down. Not the idea that you're going to go into a hospital, put your legs in stirrups, and have somebody put foreign objects in your vagina and do things that could possibly cause you damage down the line. It's about respecting your vagina. It's about respecting your body. It's about respecting yourself and not putting yourself in the exposure.
Well, darling, I understand that. Well, that's a perfectly good point you're making there, but you know as well as I do when you're promiscuous in the first place, whether or not they have a condom on them, you're still putting something foreign in there.
She's not talking about that. She's talking about the abortion process.
Well, I think it's a difference between whether you want to stop at a drugstore or just go ahead and have a man. You could stop at the drugstore. Who knows, you know? But if he...
Or
you could just say, look, I'll take a trip on down to the clinic tomorrow, and a man's going to get that Hoover hose, and it's all good.
What do you mean the Hoover hose?
I apologize, but you know what I'm saying. The point we're making here is, what's that? Say that again?
I just wanted to know.
I didn't hear what you said.
Well, you're going to siphon it out of there.
Yeah.
I wanted to acknowledge that, yes, there is a level of promiscuity that happens here, but this is the reason why.
You have something foreign in there anyway, you know. That's all I'm trying to say.
Okay. But you're right, Jessica, and your point is, Jessica, your point is very clear. This process is a frightening and ghoulish process. Why put yourself through it? Why not exercise some discipline? And I understand what you're saying. 877-876-PHIL.
Well, I want to comment on that discipline thing. See, that's all well and good. But when push comes to shove, you know, and lickety-split,
when a rubber meets the road, you have to understand. Are you going to say to somebody, you should have had a condom, you should have done this, you should have done that? Said, I know what I should have, could have, would have. Should have, could have, you know.
I should have, could have, would have.
Well, should have, could have, would have, that's one thing. But now I want to go down and get myself an abortion just like this lady did, and she's poor and I'm rich. How come I can't get one?
You can afford it. You're a Republican woman or you're a wealthy woman?
That shouldn't make any... Why does that make a difference whether I'm rich or poor? She gets to have one, I don't. Government's going to pay for her, not for me. No.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to another phone call here. We have Kathy on the line from Washington State. Kathy, go ahead. You're on the line with Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton. Go ahead.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
I can't believe that I am even hearing what I'm hearing. I am so offended and shocked. I am a conservative. I used to be a Republican. But to say such things as... every woman in America has had an abortion or has wanted an abortion is such, and that it's, this issue is based on money, I can't even begin to tell you how offensive that is to me. My husband just walked in the room, and I was standing there with my mouth open, and I said, I can't even believe that these individuals are saying such a thing, because the whole issue of abortion, and I appreciate what that lady said right before you allowed me to speak, is that it's an issue of behavior, and it's an issue of consequences. This is not an issue of money to a true conservative or a Republican. It is an issue of the sanctity of life. And if you understand that your behavior has consequences, I don't care whether you're poor or whether you're rich. There are still consequences to your behavior. And it's that
very
problem.
Well, that's all well and good. I understand that. That's a very good point, and I don't disagree. But, you know, I'm living here. I got my feet on the ground. You know, I haven't sat on, I haven't been on cloud nine since Friday night.
Excuse
you know.
Me.
And
Excuse me.
I'm trying to live in, yes, ma'am.
Neither
yes,
have
yes,
I.
Ma'am, we have.
I,
yes,
I
ma'am.
Live, we homeschool our children. My husband has worked. I have worked. We are not living anywhere on cloud nine. We are living in a very, very real world, and we are in
But if you
very
if you see a poor lady, yes, ma'am, if you see a poor lady get abortion and you look at that, you say, now, how come I can't get that? Because the government paying for her. I got to go down the street here and see a woman, and I got to come out of pocket on this. Well,
no,
that's not
no.
right.
First of
and,
all,
you,
first
you,
of all, you wouldn't yes, find me
yes,
going
yes.
to look for an abortion. I have two lovely daughters, and my husband and I...
But if you did need to go down and see, like, the, you know, in the old day they call it the witch queen, don't see that no more. But if you had to go down and find a lady, you know,
no,
looking at the back of a
no.
store or something like that.
No, we're talking about a clinic now.
That's right.
I understand that, but I think what we're missing is a whole much larger issue that we as a nation and as and apparently as leaders, we have...
I think we could cut through this real quick if I could just ask this young lady one question, Phil.
Absolutely.
Well, all right, but you interrupted her, but...
I apologize, young lady. If you found yourself, and let's say something went wrong, like y'all bought the wrong kind of car, I don't know, I don't want to get too personal, and you are pregnant, and next door is a lady, and she's poor, and she's going to go down and get herself an abortion. And you got to go out of pocket on this. Ain't you going to say, well, hell, look at that. Now, she gets to go down and have that thing, you know, have all that taken care of. You know, they're going to put the whatever they do. And I'd like to go down there and do the same thing. I got to go out of pocket. I don't feel like that's fair. I don't think that'd be wrong.
Well, I guess...
You know, look at the split.
But see, the greater issue is whether the whole thing of abortion... if you're just getting rid of a massive protoplasm, or are you murdering a child? And because of your
well,
behavior,
let's not get dramatic. You know,
I'm not being dramatic because my
yeah.
personal opinion isn't
well,
valid
it's like
as yours.
Shrimp cocktail.
And,
Of course,
me?
But you're getting very dramatic. Well, you're getting very dramatic.
Yeah, all this looks like shrimp cocktail. What we're trying to say.
Don't say that, shrimp cocktail.
The lady said protoplasm.
Look at, but if you guys want to talk about the financials, that's fine, or the economics. This woman is talking about something far greater. She's talking about the morality involved in her mind and in the minds of many other women of terminating a life.
All right, but wouldn't you rather have the government terminate that life on an equal basis than you go down and pay for it yourself? That's blood on your hands, as opposed to the poor lady. The government had the blood on his hand, and she's scot-free.
Yeah, she walked away.
No, but you know
what?
For the poor woman or the rich woman, if we were a country that was saying, look, this is an issue of morality. This is not an issue of economics.
Uh-huh.
That's the issue. And we have stepped so far away from the issue of the behavior and the consequences. And so many people are not being held accountable in a variety of areas for their actions.
Why can't I say shrimp cocktail? I say shrimp cocktails.
See right there.
You know, that's crude. That is foul. That's foul. Listen, I'm sorry.
I just
go ahead.
Wanted to say that.
Or Kathy. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Phil.
Your name's Lisa, right?
Her name's Kathy.
Well, you said her name was Lisa.
Her name is Kathy.
So
I
appreciate.
I said it looked like shrimp cocktail. I said it's not shrimp cocktail. I would never say that. But
I'm sorry, but you did.
Well, you said the protoplasm. That's something about a Ghostbuster.
You know what?
That's
what
ectoplasm. That's not protoplasm. Ectoplasm. I appreciate your call very much. We've got to take move on to another call here. Thank you so very much, Kathy. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Lisa on the Phil Henry Show. Lisa, go ahead with Guy Barton and Kurt Queedy.
Yes, good evening. Now, first of all...
Good evening.
I don't know who that gentleman is. And
My name is Kurt Queedy, and my partner here is Guy.
I'm Guy Barton.
Okay, okay, but the other ladies that called up, they really did have a point, and I agree with them that it does, have a lot to do with personal responsibility. However,
Your pocketbook. What about the squeeze on your pocketbook?
Let me speak as a woman.
Let the lady.
Please.
Yes,
Number
please.
Number one, you are not a woman. You're doing all of that talking, and you're talking about women.
I tell you what, I had a couple of drinks one night. I thought I was a woman.
Let her talk.
Let me have my say, please.
Dressed up like a lady.
You are talking about women as if they're like dogs and cats. You don't have a woman's body. So you don't know what a woman experiences within her body, whether she is going to carry that child or whether she decides that she wants to have an abortion. I feel
what do you mean I don't have a woman's body? I had a woman's body next to me 3 nights ago.
You're not a woman.
That's
you don't
a joke.
Know what
that's
it
a
is
joke,
to carry
though.
A
yes.
child for 9 months. You
that's
don't
true,
know. And
yes,
I don't feel as though it's your decision or any other man's decision to make kind of a decision for a woman.
No, ma'am.
And I think
you're
that you
right.
are advocating abortion for your own ends and your own means. And
no, ma'am.
And
I'm just saying if a wealthy lady
want
to have money.
You don't care
if
about
a,
poor
if a wealthy
people.
Lady want to have
you
money.
You don't care about poor people. Because if you cared
rich
about
lady,
poor people, you would have decent education and would be teaching
mm-hmm.
them. They would be able
yeah.
to have an equal opportunity. So don't
Good point.
Give me this poor people.
Well,
crap.
Ma'am, I believe in poor people having a right to
no,
an
you
abortion,
don't believe
but
in,
I also
you don't
believe
in
rich
people,
too.
Poor people. You
I think
you
poor
don't
people
even
have a right to be poor.
You
know a lot of poor people.
You don't respect women because you're not sensitive.
Well, at least I say
you
I respect
talk about
you know?
Women like they're dogs and cats, like they just can go and go to get one of these procedures like it's
Well, how nothing. Come what I'm saying don't make no economic sense? You know it make economic sense. I let a poor lady have an abortion. I want
to
let the rich
have
lady
to
have
let
one,
a poor
too.
Woman have nothing
yeah.
because let me tell you something. I'm almost 70
uh-huh.
years old, and if a woman wanted to have an abortion, I'm almost 70. And if a woman wanted to have an abortion, they would find a way to do it. So you don't be telling me.
Are you saying you almost 70? You had an abortion. You almost 70. You had an abortion. I must have misheard the lady.
I didn't say I had an abortion. I said if a
you had one at 70.
I said if a poor person wanted to have one, they would.
You know, I had a puppy one time. That's like having a baby.
You know, a guy. I don't know if you heard him. Guy just said.
You and no other man have no right. To be sitting
it's
down
impossible to have an abortion
any
at 70.
Kind of legislation on a woman's body.
But have a
body,
baby, but not an abortion.
Yes.
Period.
You guys are talking over this woman. She was making some good points.
I just want to say I had a puppy one time. It was like having
well,
a baby.
Exactly,
I'm just kidding around.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
What did
I
he
said
say?
I had a puppy one time, which is kind of like having a baby. You know, I'm
no,
kidding
see,
around
that's
with you, man.
Exactly what you are. You're very insensitive, and you are a man of low character and morals,
uh-huh.
and you have no respect
yes,
for
ma'am.
At all. You are
all right,
very
thank you so much. Thank you for your call, ma'am, and the very good points. We'll be back with Kurt Queedy, Guy Barton, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Uh-huh.
Phil.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Phil, Senator Lindsey Graham tells CBS not to count on the House bill getting anywhere in the Senate, the House health reform bill.
The House bill is dead on arrival in the Senate. Just look at how it passed. It passed 220 to 215. It passed by two votes. You had 39 Democrats vote against the bill. They come from red states,
uh-huh.
moderate Democrats from swing districts. They bailed out on this bill. It was a bill written by liberals for liberals, and people like Joe Lieberman are not going to get anywhere near the House bill. It cuts Medicare by $500 billion. It's over $1 trillion in new spending. It does have the public option. So the House bill is a non-starter in the Senate.
What do you think about that, Kurt?
Oh, I think he's wrong. I think we can strike a balance. I think we can strike a compromise. I think we can do it very, very easily. And all you do is tell these Republicans that abortion is going to be available to wealthy women, and Republicans are going to see the light of day, despite what a lot of these people are saying.
877-876-PHIL is the number. Let's go to a phone call. Ricky, listening to us in Canton, Ohio tonight. Ricky, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Sir, go ahead.
Oh, hi. Hey, you guys are
pretty good.
I give you credit. But let's look at it from another aspect.
Thank you very much. I try to entertain, you know.
Okay. Let's look at it from another aspect, okay? Now, women who are practicing Roman Catholics, abortion is so far against their religion, it's ridiculous.
Well, women that's what they say, you know.
Women who are Orthodox Jews, again, if they're truly practicing, abortion is 100% against their religion.
So I've heard.
Women who
said I've heard, you know, but that's one thing saying, another thing doing. One thing saying, another thing doing.
Let me finish, and then you go on and step on what I got to say. I know you'll do it. Women who are in the Muslim religion, women who are in the Muslim religion, they'll die before they'll get an abortion because their husbands will kill them.
Well, how come there's so many? Well, I guess that explains why there's so many of them, you know.
Okay.
But,
all right. Good points there, Ricky. I got to take a break, though. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much, Guy and Kurt, for your input. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
That's what they say.
Learn more at talkradionetwork.com.